is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Broy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We want to hear from you. Did your parents have an embarrassing car that whether they picked you up at school or maybe dropped you off at soccer or whatever you were doing and you were super embarrassed and you were like, Dad, pick me up around the corner. 704-570-9595. Couple people on hold. We'll get to you here in a second. But this is a great story. A kid in New Hampshire who was embarrassed by his mom's multicolored, not very well taken care of, yellow, bright green Volkswagen Beetle.
Okay.
She was so embarrassed and mortified when her mom would pick her up at school that she worked her entire way through high school to earn money to buy mom a newer car.
Aww.
And in New Hampshire, word got around to the car dealerships, and a Volkswagen car dealership helped her mom out. Her mom knew that she was embarrassed and never drove up to the front of the school in the car, would always park the car in the parking lot, and she would walk to the car. This time, her mom texted her and said, please come all the way up to the school where they unveiled the new Volkswagen.
Oh, that's so sweet.
How great is that?
It is. It's nice to hear a nice story.
Right. But that doesn't mean that we can't have fun with our janky parents' cars. My dad drove a brown Datsun. He was an airline pilot, would travel, commute from New Jersey, Roy, into New York City to go to the airports to fly out of JFK and LaGuardia. And the people drive crazy. And he had the worst beat up car with dents, dings, bing, all this stuff. And it was poop brown.
My dad had an old pickup truck that was like four different trucks. So it was like a blue tailgate, a red hood, a brown fender. And then it also, because it had rusted out and he had buffed the rust out, it had pink spots all over it.
That's awesome.
Were you embarrassed?
Oh, I would never let him drop me off at school. Ever.
And I love how you guys thought that was a sweet story. I would be so angry if I was that parent.
Why?
I'd be like, you better be proud of this truck. It's getting this vehicle. It's getting you. It's getting us around.
No, the sweet thing was that the girl was
Embarrassed of the car?
She was saving money to get her mom a new car.
Yeah, she was tired of watching her mom have to pay to have repairs made and stuff on it.
That's not what the story was. The story was she thought the car was crappy and ugly.
Hey, Wendy, you asshole.
Too worried about what
guys,
a friend
good
thinks
morning.
About the
back. Love y'all.
Oh, hey, love you.
Hey, so my mom, I was way long time ago. My mom had a huge LTD four door, and when she took off, that thing will squeal, and if she took off too fast, it would backfire. So I told her, Mom, I have this friend that lives like two blocks away from the school. Can you drop me off at her house? And me and her is going to walk to school, but it wasn't a friend. I just didn't want to be dropped off in front of the school.
Sounds like a gunshot.
Yeah. I mean, every time Mom picks us up, the school goes under lockdown.
Y'all have a great day. Yeah. Thank you.
I love you. Thanks for listening, Wendy. And Roy, you know what? You do bring up a good point. You know, we were embarrassed of our parents' cars, but believe me, if it came down to that or walking, we're jumping in.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right?
This is Logan in Gastonia. Logan, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, back when I was in high school, like 2007-ish, my mom came across a cheap vehicle because ours kind of bit the dust. And it was an old decommissioned North Carolina State Troopers car, like the green on top, gray on bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they took the sticker off the door, but you could still see where the sticker was. going to school, I was embarrassed, but, like, I embraced it. It was fun, especially if we got on the interstate and people would see us come on the on-ramp. The whole, like, 85 would just come to a stop all of a sudden and wait to figure out if we were a cop or not.
It took you forever to get to places if you're in a fake cop car. Yeah, everybody goes slow around you.
Oh, no, we could just zoom around them and they wouldn't challenge us. It was great.
That's awesome. I drive a Ford Taurus. And back when I bought it in 2013, cops weren't driving it. So now a lot of comp cars drive these Ford Tauruses, so people will do that. They'll slow down.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, move on.
Right.
Let's go.
You're undercover, man.
There's nothing undercover about me.
Hey, we'll take more phone calls. There's more people on hold, but a couple lines are still open. The janky, crappy car that your parents had when you were a kid. Yeah, you loved it because you got to ride in it, but you were a little embarrassed of it. 704-570-9595. Your call is coming up in 3 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
We're talking about the janky cars that your parents had that you were embarrassed of.
I even drove, not only my parents, I drove janky cars. I remember I drove a white van that had no windows and the bumper was hanging off.
And couldn't you see through the floorboards, or was that a different car?
That was
car?
A pickup truck. That was back when I was like 15.
Yeah, let's see. Who's been on hold for a while? Well, that's Eli.
Okay, hey, Eli, welcome. You are live on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
My mom, she had a brown 1984 Ford Fairmont. And had to pick me up from high school, and she got there before the buses, so the buses blocked us in. And when I came out, I saw the car, and I was just kind of ignoring her. But then she started honking the horn and saying, "Hey, right here!" So I had to hurry up and get it.
Bringing attention to it.
Yeah, come on.
We're looking at a picture of it right now, and it is about the boxiest vehicle you could have, huh?
Yeah.
And it's like my dad, too. Why brown?
You probably got a good deal on it. Nobody wanted brown.
Maybe you're right.
Right.
Maybe you're right. Thanks, Eli.
All right.
Oh, man. These are funny.
This is Ed. Ed and Maiden.
How you guys doing?
Hey, bud. So your son's embarrassed of you.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I grew up in the 70s, so I didn't care what they showed up in as long as they gave me a ride. It was either that or I had to walk.
Amen. Yeah.
My son's embarrassed by me because sometimes I have to pick him up in my pest control truck.
I think that'd be cool.
Not unless he's got the giant bug on top of it or, you know, like a novelty cockroach on the side.
No, it's got a flea on the side.
A flea.
That's awesome, Ed. Well, thanks. And at least, like we've said, we're just having fun. We get it, parents. You're doing what you need to do. There's no doubt about it. But that doesn't mean we can't have a little laugh about it.
Megan, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hello.
Hello.
So my mom drove a amethyst purple Dodge Caravan, okay? This thing we used to call the death van because if you opened the sliding door too fast, it would fall off. It literally has broken, I think, everyone's toe in my family at least once. Yeah. So
that's funny. You guys are telling us what vehicles and we're Googling them so we can kind of get a vision and have a laugh. That's funny. Thanks, Megan. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
No problem.
See, she thinks it's funny.
Yeah. It's funny in hindsight.
In hindsight, yeah. Aaron in Fort Mill.
Hey, guys.
Oh.
Hey, what Aaron. Was that? Did you just honk of the horn?
No, but so my dad's car, which he actually still drives, the car itself is fine. It's just a green truck, but he's a carpenter. So one day he decided to build like a giant baseball bat, and it's the length of the back of like the bed of the truck.
Okay.
So he put it on top of these metal boxes on the back of his truck. So when he drives around, he has this giant baseball bat on his truck because he thinks that if he has it on the truck, then it will advertise it and someone will buy it. But really, no one knows why. Whenever he's driving down the road, no one knows why he has it on there. So all my friends when I was in high school would be like, why is there a giant baseball bat on your dad's truck? And I had to explain the story to them all the time. So sometimes he'll take it off and they'll be like, I think I saw your dad driving, but the baseball bat wasn't on there. So I'm not sure if it was him.
Aaron, you explained it to us, and I still don't understand why he had the giant baseball bat. Was he trying to sell the vehicle or the bat?
No, the bat, because he's a carpenter. So he like has a giant lacrosse stick. So like
gotcha. To show what he can make.
Oh,
to show how he can make
his
it out
work.
Of yeah, his work, his craftsmanship. Thanks, Aaron. Okay, but yeah, it would be like having a rocking chair on there, and you'd be like, you don't put together that the guy makes a rocking chair. You'd be like, oh, somebody sit there?
Yeah, why is there a rocking chair in the back of the truck? Daniel in Gastonia, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're doing well, Daniel. So go ahead. Tell us about the car.
So, 8th grade, very important time for a young man to seem cool to his friends. My uncle actually had to pick me up from school, and at that time he had his own paint company. And he picked me up in, like, the old ratty Ford Econoline van. But the kicker is there was only one seat, and I had to sit on a 5-gallon paint bucket.
That sounds safe.
Yeah, I sat on one of those and someone's pick up.
Don't go around the corner too fast, Uncle Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to kind of brace and put my hands on the doors and on him and just kind of hold on for my dear life.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, we have a buddy that listens to the show named Greg who works for a waste removal company. I wonder if he picks up his kids in the garbage truck, because to me, that would be cool.
It would give the big green truck?
Yes, coming through the line.
It'd be cool when you're a little kid, but then I think as you get older, it'd be like, all right, Dad.
Loren, I'm going to throw something at you. What if it's a clean truck, and he came to get you for prom, and his dad was driving the clean garbage truck to show up to prom in, like, something cool? Wouldn't that be, isn't that kind of cool?
I went to prom on a fire truck, so I do kind of subscribe to that.
How'd you get on that?
It was like a running joke, and somebody made it happen for us.
Oh, that's just you two or a bunch of people?
It was us and another couple.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. That's pretty Roy's. Funny. Right up Roy's alley.
Yeah, I love fire trucks.
All right, you guys, we'll just keep them coming.
It didn't come with firemen, by the way.
Roy'd be like, you know what? Forget prom. I'm just going to hang out here on the truck with you boys.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.